Ki clonet til aquasis?
Nitikumahi anoki a koutou katoa, yes, it's just a tragedy, that flight. And also, too, you're talking about what's happening overseas, Iran and Israel, but also what's happening in the United States, big protests over the weekend, no king, no to the king protests, and so big kickback or pushback on what Trump has been doing for the United States. So there's a lot to watch out for. Now, talking about overseas, of course, our Prime Minister is heading off to the UN, to the UN summit, to the NATO summit. Well, before that, he is going to China, and Māori businesses, including Kapahaka, are part of that high-level delegation going to China with the PM. They leave on Wednesday. According to Stats NZ, Pākehi Māori exported around $816 million worth of goods, with 29% of that value going to China. The Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, he says Māori have a great relationship with China, which he hopes will develop further. Now, Chinese visitors, and that includes also encouraging those Chinese tourists to come to Aotearoa, which is why he's taken a Kapahaka team, Rōpū, with him. And as I was about to say, the Chinese visitors, they spent about $1.1 billion here, with about $872 million from direct holiday makers just last year. Now, the average spend per trip was about $5,595 per person, and it's rising to about $6,000. Tikanga Māori cultural experiences featured in over half of the attractions visited by Chinese tourists. So here's the Prime Minister talking about the value of Māori businesses and tourism. Here he is here.
My observation, having been a member of delegations that have gone to China in the past, and just having observed Māori businesses in particular, they do exceptionally well in China. I think there's something quite special in the connection between the relationship between Māori and Chinese, values, culture. There's a lot of similarities, and I've observed Māori businesses doing exceptionally well with Chinese partners. And also, we're bringing a great Kapahaka team with us as well, because it's a great connection to build those relationships, to build that rapport.
Yeah, so what he's saying is build the rapport for New Zealand businesses overall and New Zealand trade and export overall. So it's not just an addendum or, you know, something nice to have, but actually that is the portal or the opportunity for New Zealand exports overall, because that relationship is something that only Māori can have. I think that's what the Prime Minister needs to be telling us. Anyway, and following his trip to China, the PM will travel to, as I said earlier, NATO summit at The Hague in the Netherlands. Now, rangatahi are being held in police cells because of staff shortages at a Canterbury Youth Justice Centre. Canterbury Police District Manager of Operations and Sport, he confirmed that there were 8 rangatahi held in police custody in May because of staff shortages at Te Puna Wai or Tuhinapo. The facility is one of 5 Oranga Tamariki Youth Justice residents for 14 to 17-year-olds and the only one in Te Wai Painamu. Police say the rangatahi were kept separate from adults, but again, there were 8 rangatahi kept in adult prison. The report comes off the back of a scathing inquiry conducted by the Independent Children's Monitor, who found Tamariki Māori in Oranga Tamariki system overrepresented and being let down by the system. That's nothing new. I don't know why they keep writing these reports, because we already know all of this. We need action, not more reports. And the country's largest teaching union is considering legal action against the government's decision to cut resource teachers, including those for Māori. That's a resource teacher of Māori. Now, what those RTMs do is go in and support teachers who are wanting to teach te reo. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them are in Kura Auraki. They're there to support the teachers and also to do some teaching of their own to these classes. The cuts are part of the May's budget announcements by Minister for Education Erica Stanford, and documents show that 84 schools employed resource teachers for literacy support, 40 employed resource teachers for Māori, and 3 schools employed both. That's around the Motu. Stanford says that a small number of teachers for the country's 2,000 primary schools, and during a consultation process in March, the schools themselves had told her that the current system was not equitable. She says funding was now in place for 349 structured literacy teachers who would provide support within the classrooms. I would say that a lot of those resource teachers would be employed to take up one of those 349 structured literacy positions. And that's it. And we've got scrutiny week at Parliament.
Yeah, tēnā koe. And I think Huhana's popping in to the studio as well. Well, it's very unnerving what's happening on the other side of the world. And as a proud Māori broadcast platform, we can't talk about issues without noting that, because the impact that could have on the economy is enormous. Some of you listening in today will wonder a little bit about taking Kapahaka Group when many Māori issues are being hammered politically at home, presenting a face where all is well. By taking a travelling kapa, shouldn't escape our attention as well, but acknowledging our people and their willingness to spread our taonga globally right at the side of Luxor. Let's hope that they deserve the mana that, or receive the mana that they deserve. Claudette Hoaty, kindly with us from the Parliamentary Press Gallery on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Tēnā koe.
Nā mihi.